It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the most. In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk.
Welcome to the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen. I'm the Radio Gorgeous Elf, and I've snuck into the kitchen. Usually, I like to make a little mischief in the kitchen. But as it's Christmas, and as Donna and Josephine have been looking tired and terrible lately, dark circles, bags under the eyes, ooh, just frightful, I thought maybe this time I'd help them out. And I noticed that they were making spiced Christmas tree brownies. And guess what I did? I made them for them. Merry Christmas for the one time not mischievous Radio Gorgeous Elf.
Welcome to the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen. It's time to make brownies, Josephine.
It is. But gosh, I'm worn out today, Donna.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
So much. All this time of year, it's really hard. It's like, you're doing the shopping, normal life goes on, you're yawning.
Yawning, Donna. I'm yawning. I'm sorry. It's just I've literally been out last night. I've just cancelled tonight. I can't face going out. Tomorrow night I've got two parties. It's just nonstop.
Oh, poor you. Yeah, I know.
And I'm doing up my house. And as you know, you came around the other day. How many builders are in my home?
I was going to say it was bum crack to exactly. Wall-to-wall bum crack.
Exactly. That's why you're coming back again.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's go and try. Right. Let's try and find, muster up the enthusiasm to make some chocolate brownies.
Excellent. Okay. All right, let's go. Oh, my God. Look.
Did you make them?
I didn't make them.
Well, I can see a pile of chocolate brownies.
No, there's brownies there. But what? And there's a note on them.
Okay, read it out.
All right. Dear Josephine and Donna, I know you're busy this time of year, so I thought I would help you get ahead, so I made your brownies, but left them for you to decorate. The Radio Gorgeous Elf.
Oh.
Hashtag I made this.
Oh,
I love you, Elf.
That is so brilliant, because all I can fancy today is putting on a few sprinkles. You know, I just don't think I could do the creaming in method today.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's your brilliant thing, but it does take elbow grease.
It does, and I just haven't got the energy. I've only got the energy to open my mouth and eat it. Do you know that feeling?
I do. Don't even use your arms. We'll put it on the edge of the counter.
Yeah, I just go,
and we'll just shovel it in.
And I'd love it with like a tea or a lovely kind of milky coffee would be lovely.
Right. Yeah. I'll just see.
Or even a brandy, medicinal, darling.
Well, they were made with port. Maybe the elf left us some port.
I could have some port.
Shall we look?
Yeah, in fact, what's the ingredients?
All right, yes. If you don't have an elf at home,
yeah.
Unlike us lucky Radio Gorgeous ladies.
Don't know who the elf is.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you could tell me in January.
Ooh, we will reveal elfdom.
Okay.
All right, but then if we spook it by exposing
it,
that
might not help us again.
Exactly.
We'd like the January elf, the February elf, the March elf. Elves aren't just for Christmas.
Okay. Do you think we have to leave them some brownies so that they come back?
I think they've already eaten quite a few, don't you? Because they're quite fat, the elves. Anyway, carry on.
Right, okay.
What's in your elfy brownies?
Okay, they are spiced Christmas tree brownies. Mm. And the Sainsbury's magazine recipes, get your brownies ready for the party season. Infuse the chocolatey mixture with warm seasonal spices and a splash of port. Thank you. The elf did it. Hands-on time, 50 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 20 minutes plus cooling. They're already cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Get a head. That's what we did. Yeah. Get an elf.
Yeah.
The decorated brownie trees will keep for 2 to 3 days in an airtight container. The undecorated brownie cake, as we have, can also be frozen. Defrost at room temperature for 4 to 6 hours. Cut and decorate. All right. So you need 150 grams of Cook's Belgian dark chocolate, to be roughly chopped. Unsalted butter, 150 grams. 3 large eggs. 125 grams of caster sugar. Vanilla extract, zest and juice of clementine, port, ground cinnamon, ground cloves, fresh gratings of nutmeg, which the elf must have found because you put them
I
in my kitchen.
You to that. Yeah.
Plain flour and baking powder. To decorate, which we actually need to do. Damn, that elf left us some work. Okay, royal icing sugar, which we have. Sainsbury's gold and silver sprinkles. But you know what I got instead? I got holly leaves and berries.
What color are they?
Green and red.
Oh, lovely. Oh. Lovely. My little berries, aren't
They're
they?
They're teeny little berries and leaves. They're beautiful. Yeah. Made out of sugar, obviously, of course, because they're edible. And chocolate, Cadbury's chocolate fingers.
Now, they're to make it look like a Christmas tree.
That's the trunk.
Yeah. Aww.
Okay. All right. You have to make the icing sugar.
Okay, right. I'll go over and start making.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Elfie.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Thanks a lot.
To work, to work, to work we go.
I've made the icing, the extra thick, shiny icing, glistening in the snow light. And now we're putting it on something prettier, aren't we, to make them look more like Christmas trees.
Well, I wouldn't say it's prettier, but it's more practical.
But it's a good idea because you use greaseproof paper and it'll show up, won't it?
Well, and also we'll be able to, the stuff gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And we can also add our, we do it this way, we can add our little things, our little fingers to it.
So Donna's getting out the family size finger pack. Was that the only one available?
Well, they were on sale. It was £1.50 for that whole.
Yeah, very good. That's a bargain.
Tall trees.
So Christmas trees.
So good.
Christmas trees. Do you have a? Do you get a real Christmas tree or do you have a pretend Christmas tree?
Well, it's outside actually.
Oh, you recycle it every year.
Yes, we've had the same one. Well, we've had the same. We've had. I think 2 to 3 years is our track record on living.
Yeah, because they kind of die. Yes,
exactly.
And what stage is it one outside in then?
I'd say it's a bit manky. I don't think it's coming in this year. Okay. I think we're on to our next living Christmas tree.
That's great. You have a living one.
Yes. Well, it's we didn't always have one. And then,
Well, I suppose that was your Hanukkah Jewish side.
Yeah. Well, and
also an excuse, Donna.
Yeah, exactly. Now needs one. I've always had the Christmas chair.
Oh God! What the hell is that?
It's a wrought iron chair, and I remove the seat and I dress it in literally a dress of lights. It literally looks like it's wearing a little dress of lights, and under that we put. You know, little Hanukkah of presents and whatnot. But 1 year.
Oh, is that the Jewish thing to have a chair?
No.
No.
No, it's just.
You've made up your own. Yeah.
I've just made up my own thing. Mm. But 1 year, someone gave my husband as a Christmas present at the office. They gave him a little, you know, a tiny little living Christmas tree. And you should have seen Dexter's face. It was like he was absolutely entranced.
It's so worth keeping things away from children, being slightly cruel to them. Then when they get them, how much do they appreciate it?
So now we do one.
My children won't even, have never ever helped put the decorations on. I sadly do them on my own. Nobody in the household's interested.
Ah, but then it comes out balanced.
Yeah. Actually, it's probably my control freakery. But what happens with... us is because we arrived in London. We've been away in Dorset, living there for 5 years. Arrived in London 8 years this November. Mm-hmm. I've been back 8 years, and what happened was that when we arrived 8 years ago, Westfield opened the same week we arrived.
Oh God!
We were the only people that went to Westfield. We go there for the first 2 or 3 months. Nobody was in there apart from us. It was so brilliant. It was quiet. Nobody there. you know, we're the only one in the shops. You just got the best service. People chatted to me. Anyway, so I went along to M&S because I thought I've got to buy, I have to buy a fake Christmas tree. And they had a white one for sale. And it had glistening. And I said, can I buy it? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can I, you know, and they said, but we've only got this one left because it was actually, it's only for show. And I said, can I buy it? And can I buy all the baubles on it and everything? I said, yes. Because I was the only person at Marks and Spencer's. Ah. They really wanted me to come back. So for £60, I bought this white Christmas tree and it's got lights in it.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's really good. So you turn it on, it's got these lovely lights in it. And then I've got all the, you know, the M&S baubles. And that's it. Can you imagine? Anyway, so I've moved house now and I'm going to try to my new house. You know, and also because I usually go away at Christmas. So I'll put this up sort of early in December. And then when I go away, you know what I mean? It's like another, do you see what I mean? It's like, so you actually, to put a real one up when you're going away is a bit decadent, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? So even though I'm using plastic, I am on my 8th year of it. Yeah. I feel a bit guilty because it'll never ever, it'll be in the rubbish dump for a long time. But
it's got a half-life.
Yeah.
Right.
You're just had
I'm
a,
just
you just
not
had
making a, it. I'm
you
not
are.
Doing.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't say they look.
Yeah,
that
they look. Good. It looks perfect, Donna. I'm
Do
not.
Do you have your glasses?
No. Yep, zigzag. That's it. I think a bit messy. That's what. You know, whenever you see photo sessions with any sort of product in it now to do with food, there's always a bit of crumbs or a knife with a bit of thing on it. You know, it's in to be a little bit messy.
Okay.
You know, perfection, that's it. No, not that messy. Perfection's boring.
Well, and also there needs to be a substantial amount so that our holly and berries.
I do, though, think that is the personality of a baker, somebody who is a bit of a perfectionist, don't you? I think that's probably why we're not natural bakers. Because they are. Oh, look at that one.
Gosh.
That's a bit of a punk one. Punk tree. Okay.
Right.
Go get the berries.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. All right.
You are.
These little things.
This is your Christian side coming out now.
Exactly.
She's half Jewish, by the way. There you
exactly.
Are.
Yeah. Hey, am I just, should I
Isn't
just
it?
Do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. I think just be a bit free, because then, you know, otherwise, that's it.
I think, oh. I feel like these should be arranged a little bit more.
No.
You wouldn't put holly on your tree like that, would you?
Well, I would.
Okay. Ask the wrong person.
In fact, there's... where I'm going in the country, I go and pick holly off trees in the wood.
I was
going to
say,
so
my
lovely.
Mother-in-law, she literally would steal anybody's holly. She'd always have her scissors out. I loved her for that.
Yeah.
All right.
The thing is, only some years you get berries.
Why is that?
Don't know. It's just a good berry year or it's a bad berry year.
I guess like anything else, that's its fruit. Some years you have a good fruiting year.
Yeah.
I am
I'd say this one needs a bit more red.
See, that has just has... Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. That one just has leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, that's a bad year.
That one's a bad berry year. That's funny. Okay.
You're moving the berries over.
I'm just
that's got a plethora of berries.
Exactly. That's berry-tastic over there.
The birds haven't got to it yet. Well, we're the birds. We're going to eat
it.
Do you want to share one with me? Because they are quite big, these Christmas lollipops.
They are. And...
Oh, you know what I'm going to go and do? Put the kettle on.
Ah,
wouldn't you love a cup of
nice
tea
cup of
with
tea.
It?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go and do that.
I'm here perfecting my berry.
Exactly.
Madness
Mary here. Berry. Donna Berry.
It's time for tasting.
Ding dong merrily on high. In heaven the bells are ringing. You've got to sing something now.
La 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 la.
Hosanna in excelsis.
Marvelous.
So we're now going to eat the elf-made cake. Woo!
Excellent.
So if anyone makes this at home, if you do the hashtag I made this lower caps, Sainsbury should retweet. Also, if you put in ours at radiogorgeous.com, we can have a chat with you.
Stop
we'd
chatting,
love that.
Reading.
Yeah, we'd love to chat. I'm just trying to put some holly in my mouth. Oh.
That's a good brownie.
It's like brownie. I've never had a brownie like this. It tastes of Christmas.
It's literally like a mulled wine brownie. Doesn't it taste like brownie? Like if you have you're eating brownie and you're drinking mulled wine.
So does it have port in it? Is that the secret?
And how cinnamon and cloves. Yeah,
how much port?
That's like 3 tablespoons. But that's what the gelf told me.
Well, no, you've got the recipe in the kitchen. Yeah. That is really good. It's quite grown up, I'd say. You know.
Got a holly berry.
Yeah. Watch your teeth.
Watch your molars.
Yeah, watch your bridge or your dentures. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me have a... Ah. And it's really chocolatey, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Cooked to perfection. Thank you, Elf.
Thank you, Elf. Thank you for coming to the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen, Elf. We love you and happy Christmas from Josephine and Donna.
Bye.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find this recipe in the December 2016 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. Did you enjoy this? Sign up for more. Gorgeous Mail, radiogorgeous.com. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, this is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2016. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.